page Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yosef Ram Kanina. So the Gemara told me I was talking about Achila, whether Shia was called Achila or not. And the Gemara said that the Gemara quoted a pasuk on Yud Beis Amud Beis at the bottom. It quoted the pasuk of Lo Sucha Lecho Bisharecha from the Leisase that says you can't eat. And it mentions wine in the pasuk. So you see Achila was Bechal, right? That Shia Bechal Achila. That Shia is Bechal Achila. And the Gemara said Ein Mechover. It's not clear. It means it's not a general, it's not a real. Whenever we've seen mechover in the Yerushalmi so far, it's always meant that it's a din d'oraisa. If it says it's mechover, it means that it's a din d'oraisa. If it says ain mechover, it means it's not a din d'oraisa. The Yerushalmi here says it's ain mechover. This limud from Lo Sucha Lecho Bisharecha is not a din d'oraisa. How do I know? Just 1 second. One second. He's switching here from Shasiya to Sicha. Just 1 second. We're talking, the Gemara is specifically referring to the Isra of Sicha Chutz Yerushalayim, right? Well, Sucha Lecho Bisharecha is that you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Sharecha means where you live. And it says in there oil. Oil is not a din of shasiya because you don't drink oil. It's a shasiya, right? It's sicha. That's anointing. But it says over here, Einu Mechuvar, the verse does not mean to prohibit anointing with Ma'aser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Why did the Gemara switch to anointing if we were talking about Shasiya the whole time? I don't know what happened over here. The Gemara kind of switched gears here. You hear what I'm saying? We were talking about Shasiya, not Sicha.
Right, so according to the Hebrew, I think there's a difference between the Hebrew and the English. Yeah. According to the Hebrew, the last name of Mechubar is V'Yitzarecha. It's talking about Sicha.
Yeah.
It's not talking about Shasiya.
Okay.
So that's why he goes into...
So he switches it.
Right.
Because it's oil.
Because it's oil. So don't think.
So don't
think that there's an Isra of Sicha with oil that's a din d'oraisa outside Yerushalayim in Tema Mechuvar, because if it was a din d'oraisa, you look a lot of Chutz L'chaimah, you should have gotten Malkus.
If you use Ma'aser Sheni outside the Chol.
And the Gemara proves that you don't get Malkus by saying on Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina in Lichon Chutz L'chaimah that you don't get Malkus for Sicha outside El Ma'aser Sheni Torah Shnechas Yerushalayim V'Yotza, unless it was when it went first into Yerushalayim
and then it came out.
So then if you do it, that's when you get Malkus. Right. But yeah, other than that, you wouldn't.
Right.
So yeah, okay. So here's another proof that Sicha Minayin She'ena Mechuvar. Another raya that it is not a din d'oraisa. Kadada Tani Bein Sicha Shishal Tani Bein Sicha She'ena B'Shabbos. If it's Shabbos and we're talking about the problem of refuah, right? We're talking about regular Shabbos, regular people, regular oil. Not talking about anything to do with Maestros or anything like that. If it's for Shabbos, if you're on Shabbos, if you're using oil, so then it doesn't matter whether you're doing it for refuah purposes or not for refuah purposes. Mutter, it's mutter. Why? Because even though refuah is also on Shabbos, but if it's not nikkur, that's l'shem refuah. In other words, if you're doing something that even healthy people do, then it's mutter to do that on Shabbos. Even though your kavanah,
which
sicha would be included in, because healthy people do sicha. And it's not nikkur that's being done l'shem refuah, so mainly the isser refuah did not apply to that mutter. That's the first thing it says. Then Yom Kippurim, you have an isser sicha, it's one of the inuyim of sicha, right? Achila sicha, right? Everything. So, bein sicha shaltanik, bein sicha shaltanik, shaltanik doesn't matter whether it's tanik or not, it's always awesome.
Okay. So if each one of these, achila, sicha, shasiya, and sicha are the same as achila, then why does the pasuk need to by Yom Kippur.
No. It doesn't say achila by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it says anuas nasho sechem, and therefore inuyim have to. We have to learn out what inuyim mean.
Okay,
all right. Anyway, so that's also. B'tisha b'av b'tani sibur. Now, if it's tisha b'av or tani sibur, here means if it's one of the tanisim that they set up for rain. B'sicha shehi shal tainug is also. If it's tainug, it's also. V'yein shal tainug is mutar. So then you split, right? So the fact, what he writes here in the English is, the fact that there's a difference on a fast day in Tisha B'Av between pleasure and not pleasure, while no such distinction is made regarding drinking and eating, right? There's no, we don't say, well, if the... I mean, I don't know what a drinking and eating is, not a pleasure. I don't know what that's supposed to be. I don't really understand what this is. What this English note means. While there's a difference on a fast day, and Tisha B'Av, between pleasure and not pleasure by anointing, but there is no such distinction made regarding drinking and eating.
Although you can't say.
Huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's always
hana. It's always hana. Well, of course, you can't make a distinction.
Unless it's so small that would be considered eating. No. You're not getting any pleasure.
Nah. You're mevorach a bracha on afilo mashu of achila. 13a2. I don't understand what this English is saying over here. It doesn't make any sense. Let's take a look at footnote 12 and see if we can figure this out. If, with regard to biblical laws, anointing was equal to eating, so then and that's good for what the Gemara means. That's what the Gemara means. There is no chiluk between tainug and not tainug. If you're talking about achila and shasiya, obviously there's no distinction. It doesn't make any sense. Achila is always also across the board. If shasiya is bechlal achila, right? So then you can't make a distinction between tainug and einoshal tainug. That's the whole point of the Gemara, according to 12. Right? So as a rule, when the chacham or masakin thinks they masakin can the araisa. And therefore, if anointing is biblically prohibited, is biblically equal to eating, they would have prohibited it, anointing, even if it's not for pleasure on a fast day and on Tisha B'Av. That's his approach over here. Apparently, there's another approach, obviously. This approach, this does not sound right to me. This approach sounds very difficult. Well, let's hold on to see another approach, but this sounds very weird. You know, it doesn't read right, you know? It just doesn't sound right. So according to this Mahalach, the Gemara would stop here, and that is the raya from what we just said. And then they would go on, and they have a girsa of a hatani, whereas there's an alternate pshat which doesn't stop here. There's no raya from what we just read. The Gemara is going to go on, erase the word v'hatani, and say, Shava Sicha Lishtia, anointing is equal to drinking in all respects. Meaning, if you're talking about Yom Kippur, it's the same. It doesn't matter whether it's Shaltanic or not Shaltanic. Achil is also, Shtia is also, Sicha is also. So, on the biblical, is that the pshat that he says on the bottom? Here.
Even though by Yom Kippur the defining characteristic is pleasure.
The actual proof is from the second brisa. It's not uncommon for the Yerushalmi to citing a proof from a different sugya to cite the entire sugya. And the first brisa states that on Tisha B'Av and on communal fast days, anointing for pleasure is forbidden, not for pleasure is permitted. The second brisa reads, Shava Sicha Lishtia L'Issul L'Tashlumin Avaloi L'Einish. Okay, this is the second brisa. So don't worry so much about Shava Sicha Lishtia. It's the main thing is the second brisa says that it is the same. In other words, Bigaris it like this. Bigaris Shava Sicha Lishtia. This is all part of the same brisa. L'Issul L'Tashlumin. That it's the same, I'm ignoring the English. The English says that there's a question and an answer here. He's not doing that. He's just making this one flow. That the second brisa says that they're the same as far as Isser and Tashlumin is concerned. Meaning, what's Isser and Tashlumin? The Isser of eating Truma. The Tashlumin of eating Truma. In other words, there's an Isser to eat Truma. And if you do so, B'shogeg Yechayv Kerem V'chaymash. Right? And the Isser, if you do it B'mezin, is Yechayv Misvedei Shemayim. Right? So as far as those are concerned, it's the same. I'm sorry, I said the Einish. Forget the Misvedei Shemayim. That part, Lola Einish. As far as the punishment is concerned, you don't get Misvedei Shemayim. But the Isser, the Araisa, and as far as Tashlumin is concerned, they are the same. You can't do it. But not lo'aynesh, not for the punishment. So there's a difference between the Isser and the Einish. As far as what is concerned, 14. No, I want you to look at the bottom. Our Gemara is proving from the second brisa, which differentiates between anointing and drinking with regard to punishment, that anointing is not biblically considered like drinking. That's the point here. Sicha is not b'chlal shesia because there's a difference. It's not lo'aynish. It's not the same. And b'yom kippurim le'iser of lo'aynish also l'gavi yom kippur. If you did the sicha, you're only over the iser d'araisa, but you're not chayiv chorus like you usually are. So this is all a continuation of the original statement that we started with on 13a1. Minayin shenim uchuvar. How do you know that sicha is not an issa d'oraisa? Because we have this brisa, and it quotes a bunch of brisas, but the main raya is going to be from this second brisa, which differentiates between the iser and the oinish. So you see, it's not the same. That's basically the way the Gemara learns the sugya. Okay, Vahatani, the Gemara has another question. V'lo yechalalu, there's a brisa that learns out. The way they explain it on the bottom is because it says already, lo yishlach lecha b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it. So what does it have to say v'lo yechalalu for? Right? It says, chozolo yechal kodesh, that any person who's not a kohen cannot eat truma. So why does it say lo yechalalu? So the Gemara says, the Gemara darsh this price of darshans l'havi es hasoch ve'es hashoisa. That the lo yechalalu is telling me an additional riboy that soch and choisa are also issa d'oraisa. So the Gemara's kasha, as you see, that sicha is an issa d'oraisa. You don't say it's just an asmachta. The answer is, Rabbi Yechonon, less kan soch. He says, just erase it. Forget it. It says sach in the brisa, not gairus it. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba Mari, being less kan sach, less kan shoisa. If you're going to get rid of sach, then you're not going to be able to keep shoisa in there. Why? Because that means the only thing left from lol yechalalu is the word shoisa. If you only got shoisa, now remember, the default before we had this brisa was shesia is always b'chal achila. That's what we say, call it Tera Kula. We didn't need any special pasuk for that. That's true by every Issa D'Oraisa. So if Shesia is B'chal Achila, well, I don't need a pasuk for Yechalalu. If you're telling me that you're going to erase the word Sach from this Braisa, and all you're left with is Shesia, that means you're telling me that by Truma there's a special Issa D'Oraisa, Chol Zor Lo Yechal Kodesh, that tells me Achila. And there's a pasuk Moli Halalu that tells me Shasiya. For some reason, they divided it up so that it's separate. Well, then you have a big problem. Because if you have two different sources for Isurim, they're not Mitzarif. And we know that if you eat Truma and you drink Truma, that they are Mitzarif. This is the way the Gemara is assuming here. That they are Mitzarif. And if they are Mitzarif, they must come from the same pasuk. So what's the therefore? This is such a shvar gemara. Therefore, you force to be gairis soch in the brisa. It says shaisa also in the brisa. And that's agavorche. Forget about that. The shaisa wasn't even necessary. It's like, what's going on over here? It's only soft.
Then why doesn't it just say below Yisach instead of below
Yisach? I don't know. Below Yichalu, that's Marva Soch. This is very confusing, the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara, so this is what Rabbah is saying. Rabbah is, let's just follow again one more time. So the Gemara tried to say that Soch is not the Arisa, right? Lo Mechover, it's not the Arisa. So the kasha is, it says, Lo Yichalu, Lo Rabbah is not Soch. Terence says, get rid of the word Soch. You get rid of the Soch, then all you have is Shaisa. If you have only Shaisa, then you have Lo Yichalu as the only marker for it. So then you have a Achil and Shtiyah not being able to mitzarif, but we know they are mitzarif. Which, by the way, in our Tosefta, it says that they aren't mitzarif. Normally, Shtiyah and Achilah are not mitzarif because of two different shiurim. One's a Revius and one's a Kazayas. And you're not mitzarif them. So the whole assumption over here was Deloy Kilchasa. So this Gemara is just stepping on top, on its toes, over and over and over again. Right? Just to say it one more last time, so Rav Abba is asking, if you're only going to be Gara Shaisa, you got a problem that it's not Mastarif. Elamai, what does he want it to say? Soch. So Sicha will have a Makar, which is the Arisa. So now we have a problem. We've been saying till now that Soch is not the Arisa. Okay. The Gemara blinds like that. That's the end of the Gemara, right? But it's very difficult. Like, his question was difficult and his response is difficult, because now he starts saying things like Shoisa is lav davka. It's like, okay, Shoisa is lav davka, but it says Shoisa. So are you not going to be Gurus Shoisa? It's very difficult. Okay, let's go on the base. The Gemara has concluded that anointing with oil of Ma'aser Sheni outside Yerushalayim is not included in the Lo'isaseh. Now the question is, how do you know that there's a din, that the Oivar Naseh? If I take oil of Ma'aser Sheni and I smear it on my body outside Yerushalayim, I'm Oivar Naseh. Where's the Aseh from? The Gemara learns like this. That you didn't use it for a mace. What do you mean to do it for a mace? What would you have used it for a mace that you're saying you didn't do that?
He's not going to eat. He's not going to drink. The only thing left is anoint.
Oh, so man can you, there's something else though. There's, I could build him with the cast of Ma'aser Sheni. I'll go buy wood and build an aron for him, or buy tachrichim for him, right? Man can you, im lo havi l'aron tachrichim, that I didn't use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy a casket, that would be even something that's also even for a living person. Because a living person can only use the money for food, right? So of course, what do you have to say that I didn't use this for a mace? Of course you didn't use it for a mace. You can't use Ma'aser Sheni money for those things at all anyway. What is the one thing that is mutter for a chai and also for a mace? It must be anointing. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's trying to prove from this that you're over and I say.
If you do sikha on a mace.
No. If you do sikha on yourself, chutz the Yerushalayim. The Gemara wants to make that and I say the Arisa. That's what we're trying to prove here.
But the same would be true.
You can't do it for mace. Of course not. Yeah. But you're right. I guess you're right. The same way we're going to learn an Isser Aseh here for someone who does it on himself, I guess you would learn the same Isser on a mace, right? But I think the mace, you wouldn't be able to do it even in Yerushalayim. Okay. Even in Yerushalayim, you can't do it for a mace, right? So number five, there's a lot of stuff here, number five, which is very important here. So his declaration cannot refer to purchasing a casket and shrouds. So it must be referring to oil. So regarding a live person, like eating and drinking, anointing with Maaser Sheni is permitted. But nevertheless, since anointing a dead person with Maaser Sheni is not prohibited in the form of a negative commandment, it's only known by implication, by saying in the confession, Lo Nasati Men Olameis. So that, he says, is a level of a positive commandment. Okay? So one who anoints a dead person with Maaser Sheni oil does not receive lashes, just like you said. Now, what about consuming Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim? It's reasonable to assume that the prohibition against consuming Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim parallels the requirement to consume Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since one may anoint with Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, it follows that one who anoints himself with Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim transgresses the assay. Okay? Okay. Now, although this is an important footnote over here, you can't skip over this thing. The source that anointing is an allowable use of oil of Maaser Sheni. Here he goes. Although the principal objective of our sugya is to prove that one who anoints with Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim has been over an assay, it also teaches us the basis for the ruling that Maaser Sheni can be used for anointing. Okay. Skip over that. In fact, these Rishonim apparently understood this to be the primary objective of Rav Lazar's statement. So, the Ridvaz and the Ar Samech understand that when the Gemara says, "Minayin shuhum b'chover ba'asei," how do you know that anointing with oil of Maaser Sheni is clearly subject to a positive commandment? It's seeking proof that one who anoints with oil of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim has fulfilled an asei. Right? We learned the sugya was saying, how do you know you're over an assay? If you look in the English, it says, from where did you learn that anointing with oil of Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim is prohibited by a positive commandment that you're over an assay if you do it outside Yerushalayim? These Mefarshim are learning that the Gemara is trying to prove that you're Mekayim an assay if you do the anointing in Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara meant.
Both, no?
It depends what the main thrust here is. The bodily sides of Sumai is demonstrating oil of Maaser Sheni is Tomei, may be used for anointing rather than with regard to Maaser Sheni that is Tahar. So there's something else. Okay. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Matovo kamayim mikirbo v'chashemim batzmoisav. It's like water within him and oil in his bones. So that's indication that anointing is equivalent to drinking. Okay, that's enough. Okay, next. It says you can eat something which is normally eaten. So the Gemara goes through a few simple things. What does it mean? If you have moldy bread, you don't have to eat that. You're not mechuyev to eat that. Even though it came from Maaser Sheni. Not the spoiled leaves that are at the. You know how it is when you have you pick out a bag of lettuce from your refrigerator and like the ends of the greens are all shriveled up, and you just tear those off and throw them out. So you don't have to eat those, even though it's a Maaser Sheni. And if it's something which has changed, its appearance has changed. So it says that you don't have to eat that either. Let's see, how spoiled is that? The foods listed here are not totally spoiled. There will be no need to teach us that if you don't have to compel yourself to eat food that's not really lachilas adam, of course. It's talking about normally not eaten, but it could be eaten in great necessity. So the Torah is basically telling me, no, you don't have to eat it. The chayin hu, in bigish lachot tronim chayin, lo lachos chitim chayin. Same thing as if he wants to do the other way around. He wants to eat something and not the way it's normally eaten. So you don't eat raw beets. Beets are not eaten raw. You have to cook them for hours, actually, until they become raw lachila. Or to suck on raw wheat. So in Shomel, no, we don't listen to him because that's not the way it's normally eaten, and you can't do it. What about drinking? Same thing. You don't have to drink these drinks. The idea here is like this. 12 is talking about a nigron is the water which beets were cooked. Aksigron is water other vegetables were cooked. These broths were customarily consumed as dips. The Brisa teaches us that if you can't finish the broth as a dip before the time of Bior, then you're not mechuyev to drink them straight. Right? So it's telling you, it's giving you a heter. Just eat it normally, and if you can't finish it, forget about it. Don't worry about it. Just throw it out. Okay?
You can't just throw it out, right?
Don't you can throw it out. You can throw it out. You don't have to bury it. it's, you can throw it out. No. That's my shvius. That's my shvius. This is different than shvius. This is shmeis or sheni. It's much more life. Much more life. Okay. The alternative is that normally these are only consumed after olive oil was added into them, and it's telling me that if you don't have olive oil, you're not mechuyev to drink it without the olive oil. You can just throw it out again. Okay, that's that. Lo yayin bishmar, but you don't have to drink wine with the sediment. If you have wine without sediment, you can drink it. If all you have is wine with sediment, then forget about it. Just throw it out. Achayish bishin, if you have a toothache. You can't zip vinegar of Meiser Sheni, you know, roll it around in your mouth to alleviate the pain and then spit out the vinegar because then you're wasting the vinegar. But you can swirl it around in your mouth and then swallow the vinegar because then you're eating it. Of course, you can dip your bread in the vinegar and eat as much as you want that way. If you have a sore throat, you shouldn't gargle with it. With the Meiser Sheni oil, and then spit it out, obviously. But you can pour a lot of oil into a nigrin and swallow it. It doesn't give the option of swallowing oil, because swallowing oil is not healthy, and it's not derech achila. That's why it's a little different here, right? You see that difference in the text? When it came to the chometz, so there it gave you the option of swallowing it, right? When it came to the oil, it doesn't give you that option. It says you're not allowed to use oil to gargle in your throat. And that's regardless whether you're going to swallow it or not swallow it, because no one swallows oil. Warren Bracha says it's mazik, right?
So you'll spit it out.
So, right, but I'm just saying, but it doesn't say you can't spit it out. It doesn't say you can't spit it out, but you can swallow it. It said that by the chometz, but it didn't say it by the oil. Obviously, the oil is also... What it does say is you can put the shemen into the anigrin and you could dip it and then swallow it. Okay, so that's different. Lo yosok yain v'chaymetz. Yeah. How are we doing on time here? Almost done. Lo yosok yain v'chaymetz. I'll talk about that shemen. You can't anoint yourself with wine, but you can anoint yourself with oil. Hachayshis reisha yosholo b'chatotin. Sok shemen v'lo yosok. If you have a boil in your head, you can take oil and anoint your head with the oil. But you also can't anoint your head with the wine or vinegar, because oil is used for anointing, but wine and vinegar are not used for anointing.
So why wouldn't this be considered medicinal?
So it is, like we said, whenever something is normally done for healthy people, even though you're doing it for medicinal purposes, you're allowed to.
People do this.
That's right. You use it for your brow cream, you know? Brow cream in your hair, you know? So you have a little dab of olive oil in your hair.
Sure.
Well, that's it. And then we'll stop here. We'll continue the rest. Fatima say, yeah, and we'll do that tomorrow. Lee Netter. It wasn't so hard. It's just it gets a little complicated.